I work for Metropolitan Jewish Health System, and we had one of the original social HMO sites, which was a model that incorporated some long-term benefits into the benefits that Medicare beneficiaries would receive. And this research really came out of there's been variable findings looking at how home and community-based services can impact nursing home utilization. So we took this approach to give it a little more rigor and really look at how personal care workers, if the utilization of personal care workers would have an impact on nursing home utilization. So our two main study questions, we had to risk adjust for our patient population, and we used this with a model that was developed by a CMS researcher. The main outcome was, although nursing home utilization was similar compared to other Medicare Advantage plans, the percentage of short-term to long-term conversions was much lower. So our long-term nursing home admissions were lower, the custodial admissions. The second research question was specifically looking at the personal care worker benefit. So did this have any impact? It was the utilization of the personal care workers correlated with reduced admissions. So just a brief look at Elder Plan. It's pretty large. It serves the New York metropolitan area. It is now a SNP plan since the social HMO demonstration does not exist anymore. It is over 30% frail, so it's a rather complex patient population. And the benefit package, when it was a SHMO, did include up to almost $8,000 in long-term care benefits. So compared to the general nursing home population, it does have a low admission rate. But what is notable is that frailty is, or an ADL status is, you know, one of the most important predictors of nursing home admission, and that is rather high in this population. So this is just a graph of what our nursing home utilization looks like to give you a better idea. And we wanted to really compare this with other Medicare Advantage plans using a model that would allow us to risk adjust for our patient population. One complication of using this model is the researcher that first created this model, she used the MDS data set, so she had a full picture what happened with these people. But since we were using claims data, if people disenrolled from our plan, it produced this level of uncertainty that we weren't able to sort of zone in on. So we used the health outcome survey. That's where we derived the health status information, and we originally we just started working with the report that gets sent to the medical directors that is a small subset of the patients that are actually randomly sampled, but we filled out a data use agreement with CMS, and they provided us with the full 1,000 identified individuals that were sampled. So we were able to link claims data on a individual level and find out what happened to those people that were sampled in 2001. So the method that was used, as I mentioned, nursing home utilization was looked at using the MDS. So we didn't really have the MDS. We used claims data. And it's a Cox proportional hazards model, which is commonly used to predict nursing home admission. And what it does is it gives you risk ratios. So this model that was generated allowed us to take those risk ratios and apply them to the health status information and other demographic factors of our patient population and predict a nursing home admission rate. The model that we used was created for those who actually responded themselves. So there's three categories. Each plan has 1,000 people sampled. You have the responders, the self-responders. The responders are two categories. You have self-responders and you have proxy responders. And then you have those who do not respond. So this model really just looks at the self-responders. So this I sort of mentioned earlier. It's about the 1,000 people that were sampled and the process that we used to acquire the full data set. And really the variable that was told you who responds is this who compares, and those are the three types of responders. So as I mentioned, there were several complicating factors. One thing that we were able to look at, which the original model did not, was we looked at the short-term to long-term conversion rate, which used to be sort of accepted at about 50%. There was some research in the, I think it was the late 80s that mentioned that number, or late 90s. But I did find a recent report that was put out by Scripps that does say it's around 43%. So if you had, 100 people sent to a nursing home, one would expect about 43% of those people to stay on as long term. This just gives you an idea of the variables that were used in the model and their data types. And these are our results. We actually looked at it for all different types of responders, but as I mentioned, this model is really built for those that are self-responders. So what we did find, if you look at the very last line, as I mentioned, there is a statistic that's out now. It does say it's for, I believe it's Ohio, so, and it's around 43%, but these are much lower. They're around 22%, 13%. So really the results of the health analysis just let us, it indicated that this plan was doing something effective in preventing short-term stays converting into long-term. And then the next step of this analysis was to look at personal care utilization. So what we did was, this was claims-based again. We took all the elder plan members in a certain year that had personal care worker utilization. And we looked at their frailty index, and we also looked at their nursing home utilization. And these graphs pretty much sum it up. As personal care workers go up, the long-term nursing home stays do go down. And you can see in the far bottom right-hand side, this is actually, the left-hand side is the number of patients per 1,000 members per year. And the x-axis is the amount of PCW utilization that they had used in their benefit. So you notice that as these utilization goes up, these long-term stays are going down, which indicated to the plan that the people that had this need were using it, and it was helping to either postpone a nursing home admission or prevent a long-term stay. This is another slide, and it also graphs the hospitalization. So another thing that PCW utilization we found was it was also correlated with lower hospitalizations.